Somebody get this stupid costume off me!
Bottoms up.
Beautiful smile to hide the...
You're leaving me with that fox?!
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Mutant Force to Nebula.
Mutant Force. Okay, so this group of mutant terrorists are basically for hire and were originally assembled by Magneto, but he abandoned them after they were defeated by Captain America. Then they went to work for the Mandrill, beaten by the Defenders, then for Mad Dog and the Secret Empire, defeated by the Defenders again. They are Burner, a bully with pyrotechnic powers. Lifter, a bully with a combination of super strength and the ability to make objects lighter. Peeper, a cowardly lookout and sniper with telescopic vision and the power to shoot beams out of his eyes. Shocker, a bully who shoots electricity out of his claws. And Slither, the crawling, hissing snake man who can wrap himself around victims and constrict like he's doing to Cap in the accompanying picture.
I really hoped you were going to say the crawling, hissing bully.
Bully. Yeah.
These names are very unfortunate. Like, Peeper, really? So bad.
I think I literally hate all of them.
Yeah.
Does Slither has a lisp? I hope Slither has a lisp.
I like that Slither has a much longer neck than past the line of his shirt. Like,
oh,
it's much
shit.
Longer. And I'm big in that.
I hadn't realized that it was like folded over. I thought he had an alien head, but no, he has a snake head and I don't like it.
Yeah, a snake head, but human body. I feel uncomfortable with this arrangement.
I don't understand.
The contrary is fine. Human face and snake body, but is it fine?
Yeah, I don't. I actually prefer this than what you just described, I think.
Human face and a snake body?
Didn't we have a guy that was like that? It was a human torso with a long snake.
You said human torso, and I thought about it like human torch. Like, he's here, the human torso!
I don't quite understand why Slither would affiliate himself with them when he could clearly join the Serpent Society.
Yeah.
They're cooler. Come on.
These are a bunch of losers.
Are any of the Serpent Society mutants? Or
good question. Like, yeah, I think they're mostly like cyborgs and people with equipment. Maybe they've got a no-mutie policy.
But that snake dude, wasn't it? I realize how vague that is. That snake dude?
The one that dislocated his jaw?
Well,
no,
yeah,
that, was,
that guy.
No, he was operated on by Roxxon.
I've like just decided that if you're a snake, you're in that society, I think. Is there a lobster society that a Shocker could be in?
I was going to ask if there's a croissant society.
Oh. My joke was going to be he's actually a Lego figure.
Oh, all right.
Nat wins.
But it was actually related because I feel like Shocker, his face kind of looks like Dojo guy in Cobra Kai, so that he's older now, basically looks like this.
I really like the purple hair. It's the only thing I like other than the long snake neck.
His hair's supposed to be gray. Sorry.
Oh, then never mind. Just the snake neck.
Everything is ruined. I don't know how you walk with great difficulty.
Yeah, is it like on the ends or does it like fold up?
I feel like it flattens, but
does
like
it?
Maybe it doesn't.
The more you go in, the more I'm like, hey, that's a lobster. Look at that claw in the air.
That's a good claw.
Peeper's looking into my soul. That's disturbing. That's too zoomed in.
Stop. Peeper's face kind of feels like he would be like a bad guy in one of the animated Princess Bride list, the director though.
Tim Burton.
Thank you. He looks like
Princess Bride and Tim Burton have nothing to do with one another.
No.
Is it the Corpse Bride?
No, it's the Princess Bride, but it's the Corpse Bride.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sick.
COVID brain.
Corpse Bride. He kind of looks like a bad guy in like what would be like Tim Burton's animation. I think because of Corpse Bride, he gives me that vibe, but I think it's the big eyes. Like,
yeah.
Like the body, not at all, but like just the face has a very Tim Burton vibe to me.
He's got a like a SpongeBob mermaid man outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like he's kind of cosplaying Aquaman.
We're not like very good. Like no. He went to like a thrift store and got something that was sort of close.
Mm-hmm. Really hate how now when I will be somewhere and feel like someone's watching me, this is what I'll have in my head.
Oh.
This is what I'll think of when blah, blah.
You know what's funny? A funny coincidence. Just today, I was telling my coworker how we used to call my grandfather Peeper and my grandmother Memer. For Memer and Pepeo, but they were anglicized because, you know, we have a mixed family.
So is this like a good representation of your grandfather?
Oh, God.
No, he was tall, and when he laughed, his shoulders would go up and down, which I don't feel Peeper here would do.
No, his shoulders are always up. Do you see how tense his neck is?
I'm pretty sure Peeper doesn't laugh.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he left. And also, I should note that I never subscribed to the Peeper Memer thing.
Siskoid zooms in on inset panel. Peeper stars in the background.
Oh my God! I hate that!
that! Why is he like that?
Imagine seeing that in the night.
Yeah, looking through the window.
Does his eyes glow?
Pro tip, if Mike does that again, do not look at Peeper, just look at Captain America's crotch.
Oh.
And now I wonder, like, does it glow like cat eyes or like owl eyes? It kind of had that glimmering light. Like, imagine in the dark, you have a flashlight and then these big eyes just glow. Ah!
Basically be like the beast in Over the Garden Wall.
Ah!
Ah, indeed.
He must mostly exist at night, right? Because he's a lookout.
But here's my question. If he's a lookout, why is he looking straight at the action?
Well, he's looking out for it. He's like, oh, there it is.
I feel like my job of warning people, so I just sit back and watch till maybe we win.
I guess at that point, the action's already happening, so his job is kind of done.
He wants to be in the group shot.
He wants to be where the people are.
And he failed.
The people.
Nobody's talked at all about Burner and Lifter, who are the more normal looking.
We're getting there.
They're boring.
I wonder.
We're getting there. Just are the we? Other ones were far more exciting.
I prefer the vibe of Burner to Lifter. Lifter just kind of looks like a guy.
He looks like a wrestler.
And his shoulders are way too large. That's scary.
Overall, I hate their names.
I think the only thing Burner has going on for himself is the white hair.
I do like the white hair.
If you look at all the names and just kind of think that way, they all kind of sound like weird sex stuff.
No. Slither?
Ew.
What's the Slither move?
I don't know. Move?
I feel like that's the most easily explained.
No, Shocker is the easier explained to me.
Peeper.
Well, Peeper is a sex thing if you think of like he's a peeping Tom or something.
Yeah. I do have to say that I do appreciate that they're like coordinating. Because they have essentially the same outfit, but just different colors.
Yeah.
They're all like kind of a t-shirt with a belt and then the pants. It's just different colors. That's nice. I can appreciate the coordination.
It's like a family that overplanned a photo shoot. But they don't want to just be in like jeans and white t-shirts because they'll look like douche.
I hadn't realized that they're basically ringer tees.
It's like a t-shirt and there's like a stripe along the sleeves and the neck.
I feel like they were named by a four-year-old. Burn. You're Burner. You Shock. You're Shocker. You lift things. You're Lifter.
You're Creepy. You're Peeper. I'll say that Burner and Shocker have kind of a bulge going on.
Yeah.
Peeper looks like he's like got too much fabric going on.
Yes.
Let's put them out of their misery.
I have a question though first. No, you said that they were mutants for hire. Can you like hire them to do like anything? Because Lifter could maybe move my couch.
They hire out the terrorist organizations and whatnot. Oh. I mean, they're...
I have to assume that's where the real money is.
They're mercenaries.
Yeah, so not they can't... like doing my gardening.
Yeah, like I would really enjoy them doing my gardening.
I'm sure Slither could deal with the mice I had. Oh. That sounds like a good plan.
I think Shocker might be able to like Dr. Ho my back pain. Some like electrode stuff.
Shocker has the special claws.
So are those claws accessories and not part of him?
No, they're part of him. He was born with those.
Oh my god!
He was born with claws?
I mean, I thought it was
it was
add-on.
A C-section.
Wait, so they're natural claws?
These are mutants.
So it's fleshy?
Oh no!
Is it literally like a lobster claw that's been removed from its shell?
So is it like floppy or is it a shell?
I think it's a shell.
But is it tasty?
No.
Dip it in some garlic butter.
I'm a lobster tail girl myself.
You know what
I mean? Why? I eat the claws. I just want it to sound dirty.
It's really disturbing.
I eat the tail too, but I prefer the claws.
Now let's put them out of their misery. Is Mutant Force hot or not?
No.
Mutant Force not, lobster hot.
I prefer my lobster cold, actually.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
I think it's only like non-East Coasters that eat warm lobster.
Yeah.
They don't know how to eat lobster correctly.
Oh, some hot takes.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Hot lobster. Yay!
Mysterio, an accomplished special effects artist, Quentin Beck, tried to move into acting with no success, but he wanted fame. So he came up with the idea to kill Spider-Man and replace him as a popular crime fighter. It didn't work out, but he's been screwing with Spider-Man ever since, using convincing illusions to give himself the appearance of powers, or tricking Spidey into doing things he doesn't want to do, discredit him, etc. A lot of his shtick depends on releasing gases from nozzles in his gloves and boots to create fog, knock out opponents, or confuse them. He also uses holograms, robots, sleight of hand, and even real-world hypnosis. He's a glory hound with an enormous ego that demands he be the center of attention. In the pictures, we see him confuse Spider-Man with multiple projections of himself, jumping over Spidey as he barrels at him, looking gigantic, menacing a fairground, seemingly dissolving Spider-Man's webbing. That was Mephisto. Dissolving Spidey's webbing and in a hand-to-hand fight with the web slinger.
I don't know but I was under the impression that they made him a special effect artist only for the movies. I didn't know it was canon. So that makes it even better.
It's very close to the movie. I'll replace Spider-Man as a famous crime fighter. Same thing.
I love his gloves.
Yeah.
That and like the little things on his cape. I love it so much.
I like this whole look. I think it's really sexy.
The lines, man. The lines are good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like all the lines.
Really showing off the goods and the good. It's nice.
The good.
Mm-hmm. The good stuff.
Good.
Look at his calf, man. You can see like the difference between the calf and the tibia bone. Lifeguards have that.
It is like a refreshing to see like a more interesting glove.
Yeah.
Which is a
like a bucket glove.
I'm a bit iffy on those. I feel like if you turn them around, they look like those 90s candle lights we had.
Oh, yeah.
Like I had those as a kid.
To me, they look like porch lights.
Patio lanterns.
Yeah.
Are they like rigid? Like, are they hard or are they just like structured?
Oh, they look hard.
So there's no picture of his face. I'm disappointed.
I love the helmet, though. It looks so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate how simple it is, because often when there's like helmets, they're like really weird or like a weird shape or there's too much going on. But the simplicity of this one really goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. I love how shiny it looks. It looks like shiny and smooth. Do you think he polishes it?
Yes.
Most likely.
For me, it feels really like those fortune teller crystal balls.
Oh, yeah.
But I would like to see the face so bad. Describe it to us, Mike.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ooh.
I don't even need to see his face. Hot.
Okay, so do you have sex with the
yes.
globe situation?
Yes. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Yes.
Okay. Depends on my mix it up.
Sometimes it's just the gloves.
Sometimes I'll buy myself a aquarium. Sometimes I'll wear a helmet too. So we're both having helmets.
Nice.
You know, interesting. You know, in the summer when you're over at someone's house and they hand you like a lemonade on a hot day and then you just kind of put it on your face because it's cool.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what it would feel like. Nice and soothing and nice.
I feel like the person inside the globe would see like you're squished and that would not be appealing.
Too bad.
What's it like inside? Like is it like foggy?
I think it's all an illusion. So what we're seeing is not necessarily like what he's seeing, obviously.
So there's like a permanent illusion happening? Like, is it a practical illusion?
Probably like a two-way mirror or something.
Oh.
I like that his suit looks like a motion capture suit.
And in the movie, it was an actual motion cap. So it was, I really like that they went there. That at least they adapted what that suit was that was created way before motion capture existed, I suppose. Obviously, if Quentin Beck was in our day, it would be a real motion cap. And honestly, I love everything about the character in the movie. Except that he's an asshole, but I still love him.
Wish it was the time when it was like the green suit, but with like the ping pong balls.
Yeah.
He was created in the early 60s because you see, like, that suit first appears in Amazing Spider-Man number 13. That's real early. But he actually appears in Amazing Spider-Man number 2 as Bogus Alien. It was probably his first illusion. Probably they decided that later, that it was the same guy.
I hate that his name is Quentin.
That's all right.
No, I think that's why he's an asshole.
Every Quentin out there is now is just like mad forever.
No, I'm slowly becoming a villain now.
Oh, yeah, immediately.
We all.
We had an improv player called Quentin back in the day, and his nickname was Q-Ball, which I feel is... could work here.
I would love to capture his motion.
I mean, he needs a moment.
I'm having rosé. Can we just point that out?
I'd like to take this opportunity to just mention the bromance between Tom Holland and Jake. That was so wholesome and so fun.
What kind of illusions does he do?
All sorts.
Dissolves weddings.
No, we're seeing some of it here, like, you know, when he's a giant at the fair.
Yeah, how does he do that?
It's projections and...
But he's touching objects.
Is he?
Yes, in his hand.
Oh, yeah, he does have...
But it's all an illusion. If you watch the movie really does it well. Spider-Man can't know from 1 minute to the next if what he's seeing is real. And it all looks real to us. And it looks like there's violence and there's stuff exploding. But it's a mixture of all the elements, practical and illusory, to make it seem like it's happening.
Okay.
So they're using drones, and the drones can actually also like touch and destroy stuff. So
it's not the water monster destroying something. It's actually a drone, but there's a projection of a water monster on top of the drone, stuff like that. It's like you're in the movie post special effects.
I like it because it's crafty and it's mischievous. And I'm digging that.
And I think it's very original also. I don't know why, but I love this way more than some real illusionist because it's more real life.
Like, I hate the ones that are like, they'll make you pretend you're somewhere, but this seems less intrusive for some reason.
Yeah, they're not playing with your mind. Well, he is, but...
He is, but he's not going inside. Yeah. He's changing the outside. That's fine.
Yeah. I've often said how much I hate that. Like, the villains that are just like fucking with your brain, like, I don't like that at all, but this doesn't bother me as much because at least like it's like an effect, you know, there's still like some practical.
Yeah.
It's not just like, haha, you're in a nightmare now.
And everyone's seeing the same thing, right?
Yeah. Your perspective of the illusion, but
like you could be behind it and there's nothing going on.
Everyone would see a giant Godzilla if he made one.
So is a giant Godzilla just like really, really big?
Giant Godzilla is the size of the moon.
Already. He's already pretty big. Is Mysterio hot or not?
Hot.
Yes,
hot.
Absolutely.
Very hot.
Mm-hmm. Sexy.
Yes, please.
It does bother me that he's an asshole. Usually it doesn't bother me, but we don't see his face. So I don't know if he's a good looking asshole. So...
I'm sure he can illusion a face you like.
He keeps the helmet on. Problem fixed. It's fine.
I'll give you about a 50-50 chance. You're pretty awkward, so.
Mystique!
Oh!
Another movie star. The comics version of Mystique doesn't go around naked, as you might imagine, though the powers are the same. She can make herself look like anyone. So yes, probably the clothes are part of the effect, and she might not be wearing anything for real. I don't know. In her human-looking identity as Raven Darkholm, she manipulates government officials at the Department of Defense, while in her supervillain identity, she leads the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. Her past is mysterious, though we eventually find out she's Nightcrawler's biological mother. And when Rogue was a villain, Mystique was her adopted mother. She's also a martial artist and weapons master, adept with knives, guns, and the special skull grenades she wears on her belt, which have various ordinances, gas, acid, explosives, etc. She's a self-serving strategist with a love-hate relationship with several X-Men, pictured shifting into or out of Nightcrawler shape as she looks on, firing a gun, having imitated Wolverine, manipulating Iron Man, and in her Raven persona, walking into a room to meet her Brotherhood, all in civilian clothes.
I love her.
Yeah.
I love her so much. I love her in the movies. I love what they did with her real voice in the movies. And I'm just talking about the first movies. I haven't seen the later movies.
She's something.
Like, I'm Rebecca Romijn Mystique. That's what I know.
Not J-Law. Well, they're the same. You can hardly tell.
Can you ever tell, like, for example, like, with Pokemon, like, Ditto can basically replicate exactly right, except for, like, the eyes that are wrong? I was wondering if it's, like, an exact replica, or if you're really looking, you could spot some details that are off.
She can't replicate powers, so that's why you see her pull a Wolverine glove off her hand, because she wanted to have the claws in that situation, but she can't mimic claws because that's a power.
And you know how we joke amongst ourselves that we'd all have our tell, like if someone would kidnap us or pretend to be us, like put me in front of a windmill and you will know if it's me or not. Well, I think that's where she would betray herself.
Not act like the person she looks like them, but you'd be like, wait, you didn't scream your head off, shotgun. What's wrong?
Love windmills.
Did you not see the windmills?
Suspicious. People are going to start thinking we have like actual windmills here.
Yeah, it's more a wind turbine, I guess.
Yeah,
wind turbines, not windmills. Secretly Holland.
That's a nice butt.
That is a very exposed loincloth. But yet again, is that a skull?
Yeah, we got another
sexy loincloth, sexy skull, sexy lady, sexy everything.
One of the things that doesn't show up well on the main picture is that it's also a skull on her forehead.
Whoa.
Oh,
hell
that's
yeah.
That's very neat.
Can she just imitate things you've seen? She can't just be like, I will invent a new person and I'll look like this one for a while, or does she need to see these people to be?
She can probably take pieces of different person and then create something new, but it's still something that she's already seen.
It's not clear if the Raven Darkholm persona was someone that she replaced.
Okay.
Or it's just like a human shape that she's perfected. Unclear.
Okay.
That's how I feel when I write fiction. I feel like I can't come up with anything completely new. I always remember it from somewhere. So I write nonfiction.
You write?
I write for work. But if I were to write for fun, I would write I have a few nonfiction books ideas.
Is she like 1,000 feet high? Like she looks so tall in the main picture.
5'10".
5'10", but with
pretty
heels.
Tall.
They're not that big heels.
Yeah, she looks like at least 6 feet. To be honest, in the main picture, she actually has like Avatar vibes.
That's 100%
much more than I expected. I don't know if it's the face shape or what, but like she gets like there's definite Avatar vibes.
You're right. The nose and the eyes are really close to what that movie had to offer.
Yeah,
I like that they gave her scales in the movie.
Yeah, I think
visually, the effect.
Yeah, visually, I think that makes it much more dynamic for us. It's kind of like those pillows that you like, you go one way and there's an image and the other way and it's another one.
The sequence pillow.
I saw one that had Nick Cage on it before and I really like that.
I'll write it down for birthday, I think.
I don't know if I like the concept of being friends with someone that has this power.
Yeah.
That makes me uncomfortable.
It feels like you would have to really be careful about what you're saying in front of anybody.
Especially, like Nat said, if it's not like Ditto, where there's like one thing that's a bit off, like you could never tell. Like she could maybe be the same person for weeks or months and you would never know. And then it's like, haha, I am not your father. And you're just like, fuck.
I think I'd do it just to fuck with people.
Oh, you with this power? Oh, no.
You do crime and other people go in jail.
I think I would do it for, like, information purposes. It's like, I just like having information, you know? I'm not necessarily going to do anything about that, but it's just nice to have the information.
So, like, you go sit at tables and be quiet and pretend that you're someone else they would say things in front of?
Yeah. Just because I'd be curious of what people would say. Not even about me. Just like
in general. Know what? As a avowed snoop, I love that.
Like, that's a big thing that I do. I can't be subtle about it. I know Marty laughs at me sometimes because he's like, clearly you're listening to this next table. But I always do that. I find it fascinating to see what people are talking about.
But like,
for me, it would be so like a lot less eavesdropping or not really, but as a kid, and it still stuck with me. One thing I liked and one goal I had, which is very stupid, would be to be allowed to enter as many employees only location as possible. Because I was not allowed, there was like a kind of mystery behind it. And I always wanted to see what was behind those doors.
Storage.
I don't think you've ever told us that. That's a very funny fact. You know, when people ask, like, what's a random fact about you? You should start saying that because that's hilarious.
Storage and bathrooms. Probably.
That's absolutely what it is. But I remember there was this strip mall in my hometown. And because of my mother and her connection with a lot of people, and I think she was working for the census or something. I don't remember exactly the details, but I followed her in so many of those back doors. And I was so excited because I was like, I'm like the only person in the world that knows like every back store. So I would do that. I would pretend to be an employee and go see what's behind those doors.
Wow. I like it.
Everyone, amazing. Innocent use of that power ever.
Then I would probably get corrupted and do something worse after. But once that is done.
You know what would happen? People would see you and be like, why aren't you on the floor, Sam? You'd end up doing like different jobs. It's a TV series. And every episode, you're stuck doing a different job because you really suck at getting out of the situation.
Yeah, you just love end up doing a whole shift.
Wow. I like how everyone in it is innocent. And I'm like, I would get people in trouble and send them to jail. It's nothing bad. Like, I would like.
Nothing bad. Nothing just bad. Like,
just prison.
Just prison. Know,
framed for murder.
It would be satisfying to be able to do that to really terrible people, though.
In the second X-Men, right, at some point Nightcrawler says, like, if you can imitate everyone, why wouldn't you just blend into society? And she says, because we shouldn't have to. Is that canon? Does she have that same mission?
Not really.
No.
I felt like that was new to the movies.
I like that. So.
And it was sort of explained that it came from Magneto. Is it in First Class? When that meme where it's like,
I said the real Raven.
Like, the movies have completely mangled the timeline so that Mystique and Magneto are on the same team, which is not the case. She built a different Brotherhood of Evil Mutants after Magneto had left that. She's one of the original X-Men in First Class. Not the case. You know, they're completely different characters. Mystique, hot or not?
Yeah, of course she's hot.
Hot, although I had kind of forgotten she was more of a villain.
and I forgot to say, that hair, gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
That red?
I like red with blue skin. It's good.
Oh, yeah. It's perfectly.
If I had blue skin, I'd go red or vice versa.
Red skin with blue hair?
Yeah. Why not?
I hadn't really thought about it.
I mean, I'd choose blue over red, but sometimes I stay in the sun too long.
And now we return to lobsters.
I was going to say, come on.
Oh, God. The compliment section is going to be on crustaceans, isn't it?
You're really aggressive. I've never hooked up with a girl like you before.
No.
It's kind of dirty in here, don't you think?
That's the idea.
Bottoms up.
I certainly hope so.
Name Marita. We have yet to meet Namor because he's under S for Submariner, but his little cousin Namorita is, in terms of looks and powers, a teenage girl version of him. Namor's actual cousin, Namora, had a human mother and an Atlantean father, just like him. Namorita is her daughter. She's 3/4 Atlantean and has the same mutations as Namor. Pink skin, pointy ears, wings on her feet, the ability to fly, and increased strength in addition to toughness, water breathing, and super fast swimming. After her parents died, she moved to the surface world to start college, joined a group of young heroes called the New Warriors, and even led the team for a while. She's trying to have a normal life as Namorita Prentice, but her background makes it hard sometimes. She has a warrior's code of honor, but also a sense of humor and a short temper. She especially doesn't take sexist comments.
Yes,
she sounds cool.
I like her.
I do not understand her hair at all.
Yeah, it's like a little
ponytail thing and bangs.
Is it a ponytail?
Yeah.
But it's like if she had an 80s haircut with layers, but then a ponytail.
I don't understand the ankle wings. Like, it's, I know we've seen them before, but it's, that's a choice for underwater.
She flies, though.
Yeah,
I know,
flies.
But like, they'd always be wet.
Not if it's duck feathers.
Are they duck feathers?
Well, if she's in water, I sure hope so.
Okay.
Or like other aquatic birds of sorts.
Can she wear socks?
If she folds the
just
wings.
Like ankle socks.
Do they like fold down?
If she like puts them flat and wraps them just a bit behind her legs, I'm sure.
Because I feel like she would
fit.
Yeah, she would wear a sock just to try and conceal that if she wants to fit in.
Y'all, I don't think she needs socks.
I'm really here, team no socks.
I am team no socks, girl.
In the winter, you need socks. It's cold.
No, live your best life, Namorita.
Jesus.
Loud.
Is there a link between the Atlanteans and Hispanic culture?
No.
Because that Namor, and then his cousin is
Namora,
and then Namora's daughter is Namorita. It's very much Senora, Senora, Senorita. But
yes,
it's
it
just a coincidence, you say.
They just thought of one name, and then they were like, I don't know, whatever. Put an A.
Put an A, yeah.
I prefer Namorita to Namorette.
Yeah, that's
I
like that.
So is she supposed to be like a teen? I'm not sure how to interpret the body proportion. It feels a bit off, but if it's a teen, I guess it makes sense.
College age at this point. So probably here she's pictured as a teenager, but she would soon in the comics be going to college if that hasn't happened yet.
She's very muscular in her arms, actually.
Which as a swimmer makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But it's also, like, I find she has a gymnast body. It's, like, compact and strong.
Do you know what she studied?
The biography here says, so mid-80s, she went to high school first on land, then began college, and they don't say any field. Huh. So it could be anything you want.
She should have studied law. If you're going to fight for the ocean.
Like astronomy.
Or something like really related. She has a little bit of a Tinkerbell vibe.
I was just about to say that. It's just like Tinkerbell goes to the pool.
That's where it fucks with my brain because she looks like a pixie. She should be short, in my opinion, but then she has those long, slender legs and she's 5'6". So it just does not compute.
I can't get over those wings on the heels. That must be so in the way. Also, like, how do you take flight when the wings are at the bottom?
Yeah, I want to see how this works.
I don't think they fly, like, neither she nor Submariner. I don't think they fly by flapping the wings. I think they fly. They have a power of flight. But they also have little wings on their ankles.
So the wings are
a symbol.
What? Like, okay. Your aesthetic?
Yeah, it's an aesthetic choice.
Well, not choice. It's imposed by, you know, genes, but yeah.
I would like to think it's a bit like in Hercules in Disney, the god that just flies, the messenger.
Hermes?
Yes.
Disney's Hermes.
Yeah, he just flies.
Yes.
But with, like his ankles have the wings and he just propels, I guess, into the air.
He drops down, the little wings flap, I think.
Yeah.
I just like the idea of being like flying, but upside down, like sort of dangling while you're your feet fly.
For that would be so uncomfortable. I would never fly.
You're just upside down.
I just decided to treat it as a birthmark.
A birdmark?
A birthmark.
I choose to imagine it kind of like how Iron Man flies, where he's just like, whoa. Yeah.
It's a learning curve.
Must be. Especially when you go from swimming to flying, like the first try. Eek.
It must not be very good underwater, like having like a thing that stops momentum around your feet. Unless the wings also flap underwater. And then I can get behind that.
Like little flippers?
No, underwater, yeah. They start rotating around the ankle and they become propellers.
Oh, okay.
Demorita, hot or not?
I'm going to say not because she's a teenager, but I would like to hang out with her and teach her things.
Yeah, I would have to say not just out of, I don't like how she looks in this drawing. I think they did not do a good job.
Yeah, I like the ankles and that's about it.
I'm going to say hot, even though like, obviously there's the young person thing that's always uncomfortable. So not hot in that sense, but I'm going to go like with a yes. Like, I do like this.
Yeah, I agree with
hot
that.
Hot or not? Yes.
Yes.
You get it when it's people under 18.
No, she has a lot going for herself. I mean, and she's not afraid to step up against misogyny and just put people cool in their place. So, no, she's cool. It's a hot.
You said she was like a funny feminist. So like, hell yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah, she should have a Twitter account.
I like the personality more than the look.
Yeah. Is there a reason she hasn't been back to Atlantis in years?
Well, she went to school and her parents are dead. And she was also raised kind of away from Atlantis itself. So
gotcha. So it's not like she just left home and never looked back. Her mother's not asking, why aren't you calling me?
It just reminded me that I should probably call my parents.
Me too.
You live there.
Is everyone at home? This is your reminder. Call someone you were supposed to call. Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I wish I could be.
I could fly higher than an eagle. For you are the wind beneath my Nebula. You may know Nebula from the MCU films, but she was a relatively minor character at this point. In the comics, she was a space pirate who claimed to be Thanos' granddaughter from some illegitimate child he had over the centuries. After Thanos' apparent death, she hijacked his massive ship and tried, unsuccessfully, to conquer the Skrull Empire. When Thanos came back, he turns her into a zombie. She still manages to steal the Infinity Gauntlet from him and becomes a goddess, but is, of course, defeated. But even all that is several years in the future of this issue of Uhatmu. Nebula is a brilliant strategist with no scruples, but she has no powers at this point. Just wrist blasters that we see her use against someone in the inset panel. She does get turned into a cyborg, like in the movies, but only later and by some scientists.
No powers except wrist blasters and childbearing hips.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's an hourglass figures if I've ever seen one.
Blue skin.
Mm-hmm. Not red hair.
We just love some Tim Burton tonight.
And this is how I imagine Emily.
I was about to say, like, Emily, you need to put this in your future costume on your phone.
Oh, but it's not low cut enough.
You can take the shirt off and just take corset.
Basically, just do it body paint the purple and your suit is only the black part.
Yeah, that works.
Perfect.
It is a really cool outfit. I really like this outfit.
Yeah, it's very different.
I don't think it does her bosom any favors, unfortunately.
No.
She wanted to focus on her hips.
Yeah, her hips look great, though.
I find the under the arm black section with the upper straps interesting.
Yeah, like I'm a fan of that.
Mm-hmm. And the wrist blasters are cool looking, too.
I'm not convinced about the boots. They look weird. Oh, like people didn't know how to perspective the feet.
What's happening?
There's not even a heel. I think if you would have added a heel somewhere, you would have understood more, but it looks odd indeed. It looks like she's floating, but she's also wearing like very loose socks.
The it's look, way better look at it. the licit makes sense. Like, oh, yeah. What?
Especially because the rest is all like tight and sexy and these boots are just weird.
Can you zoom in on the other one, on the other picture, if the boots are better?
Yeah, they're just regular boots.
Oh, they look like boots.
See?
And you see the heel.
I can't stop imagining like she doesn't have feet and the rest is just like dangling after her leg finishes.
Yeah.
That's how I keep seeing it like that.
I do love it's a turtleneck though.
I like that too.
You would have showed me this picture and asked me to guess who that was. I would never say Nebula. Like it doesn't connect to the movie at all. And the movie version is so freaking hot also, but she's still hot there. She has some incredible cheekbones.
Yes.
Yes. She's very chiseled to the point of looking a little bit gaunt.
So she's a zombie?
Not here.
Not yet.
But Thanos punishes her for her arrogance by turning her into a zombie. But then even as a zombie, she steals a gauntlet and she has the Infinity Stones and then she becomes a goddess. And then, you know, so she's had like...
She's pretty badass.
What a career. Wow.
Quite a day.
Honestly, that's impressive.
She went from a zombie to a cyborg. That's not a leap.
She went from a zombie to a goddess.
Yeah.
And then cyborg. Cyborg.
From a goddess to not a goddess. And then... and then to a cyborg.
When's the biopic?
Like... Look, we've all been there. One day you're a goddess, the next day you're not. Like, that's, you know, it happens.
Man, tell me about it, though.
I just noticed her nails.
Wow.
I love the way she holds her hand. I love it when people do that. Just like,
yeah, it's very like I'm a Disney villain.
It reminds me of the hands of the mother, the other mother in Coraline, like the creepy needles. Mm-hmm. I want to get scratched by it. My skin would hate it, but it would be so good in the moment.
In the 90s, early 2000s, I think, they started like changing Barbie hands where they weren't quite like just, you know, four fingers glued together and then the thumb. They would kind of fan out like that.
True.
A little more movement, and I really, really like that. And every time I pose for pictures, I try to think about that because I think it looks pretty.
I have never thought about my hand, about my fingers when posing for pictures.
You need to think about everything.
I famously have strange hand gestures in pictures.
Yes, that's you do.
I love it.
You really just think about your hands.
That's all I care about.
Hand acting.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I feel? I feel like she's hot, but a lot of her fashion choices aren't the best. Like, I'm not crazy about her haircut.
Aww.
It makes her hair look thinner than it is.
I think it would be better if there was like more volume at the top because it's a little flat to her head and then just kind of flippy.
Yeah. And
if
like
it was like more voluminous, it would be nice.
Yeah. And then those boots are horrible.
Yes.
And I don't know, just like she's very heavily made up, but I don't know that she needs to be. I don't know. I feel like she's very much pigeonholed herself into a style that might not put her features at their best. I don't know.
I kind of wish the burgundy bit wasn't there. We talked about it earlier, but I kind of think
the whole burgundy bit.
Yeah.
You want to be basically like... naked.
Yeah. Her skin's blue. It's cool.
Yeah, it would be.
I do agree that sometimes they don't take advantage enough of the fact that they have a cool skin color and we don't see a lot of it. So I agree in this case, we really only see her hands and her face.
Maybe it's cold in space.
I like this style, actually. I'm always like, okay with people who are like, don't necessarily like perfectly dress for what's like they should wear when it's just like strange and weird. I'm trying to remember the term, like maximalist. Is that it?
Yeah. Yes.
When they just put like as many things possible on, I find that delightful. So I'm cool with so many things happening.
I'm more of the Coco Chanel philosophy. Before you leave the house, take one thing off.
But then I have no dress.
She has like a goth retro future vibe to her. That's how I would describe this. And I'm into it. There's a lot of buckles and shit, and that's cool.
Buckles and shit.
Sounds like I know the answer. Nebula, hot or not?
Hot for me.
Hot, hot, hot.
I think she's trying too hard and it's turning me off. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm one of those jerks.
For me, both version, this one and the movies, hot.
Anyone who can sort of like come from being something else to a goddess, that's determination. Yeah. That's planning. That's being just plain old organized, okay?
Didn't she just steal a thing?
Yes.
Yeah, but from Thanos.
Yeah, well, he's a terrible dude.
That's a lot of work.
Two whole movies for the Avengers to steal the gauntlet.
You heard it here first, though. You want to be a goddess? Just get organized.
I thought you were the biggest sadist in the galaxy.
That was when Daddy was paying my bills.
Art credits. Mutant Force by William Loebs. Mysterio by John Romita Sr. Mystique by Paul Smith. Nemorita by Alan Weiss, and Nebula by John Buscema.
Just imagine the mightiest heroes of our time.
All of them on one team.
Since there are so many of us, we have a chance to do more than just put out fires. We can be proactive. We can do some real good in the world.
JLU Cast brings you coverage of Justice League Unlimited, the ultimate gathering of DC's heroes and villains, and the culmination of the greatest interpretation of the DC Universe ever.
Join Chris and Cindy Franklin as they relive the team-ups, the battles, the conspiracies.
I had no idea that the Girl Scouts were responsible for the crop circle phenomenon.
Few people do. Few even think to ask the question.
The romance and the fun.
A head start. You're getting soft in your old age.
Don't you have a tall building to go leave?
And the adventure continues.
Find us wherever fine Fire and Water podcasts are available.
Female bag.
Woo! Okay, I was alone there.
Okay. I did it.
Comments on episode 80, Morbius, Morgaine, Morlox, and Ms. Marvel. Chris Franklin and Dr. Ange both said the episode dropped at the exact right time when they needed a good laugh. Hope the week got better after that, gents. Morbius, Chris Franklin says, the bat nose always bothered me. His skin color reverts to normal, but he keeps the bat nose? I think I'd go see Mask the Morlock and get that fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Gurr says, I don't know about how anyone can look at Morbius's hideous nose chasm and not just yell, not.
Nose chasm.
Jesus.
Then we have Jonathan Riddle says, what I remember most of Morbius is his ludicrous depiction in the 90s Spider-Man animated series. I know we talked about this with Marty here at home. Broadcast standards and practices prevented Morbius from ever saying the word blood on the show. This resulted in a chalk white slab of beefcake in black latex gliding over the night skies of New York City, howling plasma. Chilling. And he sucked people out, you know, without biting them. It was just like sucking energy out with his hands or something.
That's lame.
Maybe if you can't use Morbius, don't use Morbius.
Yeah. It's not as catchy if he's like, I want to slowly remove your plasma.
Non-invasively. Yeah. And Baron Bites also remembers Morbius from the 90s Spider-Man cartoon. He says, almost a Batman villain with those themes.
Has anyone seen the movie here?
No. It's terrible. Don't go. So.
No, okay. I was curious if you did, but good.
Apparently it's not, it doesn't make any sense. It's like there's stuff in there that made sense before No Way Home, and then No Way Home came out, and then there's like, oh no, they changed things in No Way Home that makes this make no sense now. Oh well.
Oh
yeah. Oh my god,
it's like a bit it's of, really a disaster
bit
and
of
you
a
know
mess.
What Jared Leto seems like he really sucks, so I'm fine.
Your blood.
Your plasma.
Okay, let's talk about Morgan Le Fay. Mike W says, I figured Morgan Le Fay would get some love, but I wasn't expecting and the instant cosplay desire.
Have you seen her?
So for the
seen her? Oh
so,
my god.
So for the cosplay, magenta wig or magenta hair dye?
Magenta wig, because I have black hair, so the hair wouldn't dye wouldn't out. Work.
Yeah. She'd have to like bleach it first. It'd be a whole process.
Yeah. So yeah. He continues, says that image with the claw grabbing Spider-Woman is a recolored version of Spider-Woman number 44's cover. I think Morgan's appearance in that issue is spiritual only, kind of in Jessica's head or something, but it's been a while since I read it. Gene Hendricks says, finally, someone got the relationship between Morgan, Arthur, and Mordred correct. and they even got her name right. Sorry, it's a pet peeve of mine when they combine all three of Arthur's sisters into one character. Take your word for it. Mike Dina says, I'm assuming she beats a lot of heroes just by showing up and they go all Warner Brothers cartoon on her. He also thinks that may justify her vagina skull chastity belt.
Do you need to justify that?
No.
The Morlocks. Jonathan Riddle says, cycling back to Arthurian legend, it appears Merlin has been moonlighting as a healer for the Morlocks. That character looks just like Nicole Williamson from the set of 1981's Excalibur. It's true. The ladies are right on about how the eclectic look of the crew really stands out. I want to believe they would be popular as a rock band, even if Piper is the only one who has any known musical ability. Erg and Skids would make great leads on stage as well, and they could get Ape to be the drums.
Yes.
He's very grunge. Gene Hendricks says, the only storylines I remember of the Morlocks was from when Storm took over, and then when they were mostly killed in Mutant Massacre, and when Piper tried to have his gators eat Frog Thor. Jonathan Riddle has recommendations of his own. For compelling stories about this particular group of Morlocks, I would highly recommend the runs of both Power Pack and X-Factor, written by Louise Simonson in the mid-80s. These characters really shined under her authorship. Martin Gray on Yelling into Storm Drains. Was no one worried about bypassing the mutated turtles and attracting killer clowns?
No. I didn't watch that.
Yeah,
short answer. Also, I was absolutely terrified of clowns, so I did not want to watch it. I had no idea what it was about. I just knew it was a scary clown, and I wasn't into it. I don't even think I knew it was necessarily drains.
You're shouting in drains as a child, imagining there's mutant turtles down there. You're not a Stephen King fan.
You'd be surprised, though. We watched some weird shit as children. But I wasn't watching it. I was too freaked out by clowns for that.
Miss Marvel. Captain Entropy rightly corrects me. I said Kamala Khan, the current Miss Marvel, was Iranian-American. She is Pakistani-American. So my apologies to the affected communities. I'm not sure where my brain went because I knew that. Gene Hendricks says, talk about a character that no one knew what to do with. She looks like someone Ben Grimm fell for on Battleworld, causing him to follow after her like a puppy dog when he met Sharon after returning to Earth. Just a little on the creepy side there. Then they gave her a sexual assault in her background, which made her afraid of men until she was changed into She-Thing. Not great storylines coming up for her. Chris Franklin says, I really like this character. What they put her through now seems pretty cruel. Compelling, but cruel. How dare you turn a fun, upbeat character who has overcome obstacles to be a positive, self-motivated person into a self-loathing monster. And that's it. Before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Patreon page at patreon.com/FW Podcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards like getting on the hot list and get the girls to throw a custom lobster-related compliment at you. Is that really the theme? It is.
Yes.
Please compliment Gene Hendricks.
Gene Hendricks, I'm never crabby when I'm with you.
Oh.
Pretty good. Good one.
Someone for Mike Dinas.
You're like our lobster. You mate for life. Mate with our comment section for life.
It was cute, and then it got weird.
It got very strange. We need one for Eric.
Eric, your patronage and encouragement have helped us get out of our shell.
Aww.
Last one, Monsieur Dick.
I'm trying to look up lobster facts, and they're just like, oh, they taste with their legs.
Just like Monsieur Dick.
Yeah,
yeah. He's got Monsieur a lot Dick, of legs, you know.
True.
I mean, there's something somewhere about the fact that, you know, Monsieur Dick is so charming that he makes me turn red as the lobster.
I can send good vibes to him. <'Cause>, no, but this is personal. I know that he likes to do a lot of like, not scuba diving, but
snorkeling.
So I wish him to find many, many sea creatures during his next time he does that.
Oh, yay.
That was like the best comment you've ever given, Matt.
It's not a compliment, though.
It's still not a compliment.
Nope.
It's just like a good vibe.
Lobsters eat each other?
That's true.
They're disgusting arachnid creatures. Like, they're bottom feeders, but they taste so good.
They do look like aliens.
We got to put an end to this. So...
You- started it.
Does it show that, you know, we're really close to this sea?
Say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight.
Bye. Bye.
See you soon.
We love you.
Oh, more face people.
Most people have faces, shotgun. Okay, listen to this.
I was going to say faces, but it's not faces, so I'm sorry, okay?
I have a question.
Oh.
Yeah. As your school bus lied to me.
Did you read an article on April 1st again?
I'm just waiting for the octopus uprising. Come on, get your shit together, create undersea computers, and take over the world.
I'm so fucking down.
You can opt out of this show at any time, people.